glad that you're here this morning on this beautiful morning. I was telling my wife on the way over here, if I'd have thought about it, everybody brought their chairs, we could have met by under the big oak tree this morning. It's such a beautiful day. But we're glad you're here, and we're glad for those that listen to the radio and those that also would be listening later to the website service. But it's a good day to be in the Lord's house, a good day to worship Him, for He is worthy of our worship. Now let's pray. Father, as we bow before You, we thank You for this beautiful day. Lord, we can imagine that one day in heaven, every day is going to be a beautiful day. As we honor You and worship You and sing around Your throne. And so, Father, we just thank You for the many blessings You've given us. We thank You for those that have gathered here in this sanctuary. We thank You for those that are listening by radio. We thank You for those that will listen by the website. Most of all, Father, we thank You that the presence of the Holy Spirit comes to guide, to direct. And Lord, may You be honored in all that we do and we say. You know the hearts of each person that's listening. You know the struggles. You know the spiritual needs, the physical needs, financial needs. And Father, I thank You out of Your great grace and mercy, You can meet every one of those needs. And we just thank You for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you next week. And it'll be a little different Thanksgiving in all probability, but needless to say, we all will remain thankful. Let's sing a hymn song this morning. Our hymn sing this morning will be, Oh, How I Love Jesus, page 217, or it'll be on the wall. Our guys up there will get it up there for us, and I know they will. Oh, How I Love Jesus, 1, 2, and 4. As we stand, please.
I love to
I have some announcements for you for today, Sunday, November the 22nd. First, there will be a call conference today, as we have already announced. There will be a call conference at the end of the service today. We talked a little bit about in our meeting Tuesday night about Christmas cards. I know there's probably some pros and some cons about whether we need to do Christmas cards this year. So what we decided to do, we just leave it up to you all and see how you felt about Christmas cards. If you want to voice your opinion, I'd even listen. We listen today. There's no more people. We got quite a few missing today. So what we're going to try to do is let the deacons poll their families and find out how you all want to do it. Then we'll let the people say. And that's, after all, the way it ought to be. If you feel comfortable, do it. I want you to tell your deacon that when he contacts you. We'll go from there. Our Sunday service will remain on the same schedule as we've had, but on Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday night, there'll be no service. There'll be no Bible study, as it will be before Thanksgiving, which is our, traditionally, we do not have service on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. We have reached a total of $3,045 for the children's home. We're headed for a record, folks, and you can count on that. And I don't think we could pick a better group of people to help, a better charity to help than the children's home. Also, the providing pajamas for Miss Pam and the people at the rest home at Mount Pleasant. We're getting along very well with that, Pam, and so that they keep the still time, and so you can still get a name down front here before the day's over. You have to have them by December the 6th, right? Is that correct?
You
had to be here by the 6th. Okay. Yes. All right. Next Sunday will be the 5th Sunday. It will be our Lord's Supper, and we'll be prepared to do that. That's all the announcements I have at this particular time. Anyone have anything you need to add or we need to add? All right. We now will go to our prayer list, and I'm glad to be able to tell you that Jeff Kay is at home. But he is still having some problems with, I think he's having as much problem with a rotator cuff as he is with the surgery. And he's having a lot of pain in his shoulders. And so he told me yesterday, he said, I got bandaged on my chest. And he said, then I got my hand, my arm, my elbow and everything in a sling. And he said, but I'm getting there. And I said, so pray for him. And the Lord will give him healing soon, we pray. Miss Vivian Austin is recuperating from hip surgery. Let's remember her. Let's keep Mike in our prayers as well. That family needs our prayers. We need to pray for Barbara Linker. She's had a knee replacement, so let's pray for her as she is. And then Larry Coley. I asked Janice this morning how did his test go. She said he had to have two bypasses. I said, oh, my goodness, well, how is he doing? She said, well, he went out to the field this week right after surgery. So he must be doing great, and praise God for the fact that he's doing well. But I tell you what, son, they have really improved that surgery since you and I walked that walk. So no doubt about that. But praise God for that. Praise God for that. Do anyone have any more prayer requests this morning?
I have a praise request.
Okay, go. Yeah.
I have been going to physical therapy. They're still not really sure what's going on with me, but the physical therapy has helped me to regain my balance and my motion, and I can already tell a huge difference in it. And so if y'all just continue to pray, keep me in your prayers, that God will at least restore me to a more normal state. I don't know that I'll ever be normal, but I'm just thanking Him for all of the blessings that He's given me.
Amen. Beautiful. Wonderful. Yes. Okay.
He did so good through all the treatment and everything, was not sick at all. And then for Friday, he started getting really, really sick and throwing up and everything. And so they put him back into the hospital, giving him fluids, trying to get him over that. Because he's scheduled to come home by December the 6th.
Okay. Okay, Betty. We'll keep Bryson prayer. Yes, sir, Will.
I would like to pray for my cousin, Megan.
Your cousin?
We were going to go to her house for Thanksgiving, but now we can't because of the COVID test.
Okay. All
so
right.
Just keep her in your prayers.
Okay, we'll do that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wes, do you have a picture you said?
Yeah, Bryce.
Oh, how nice. Okay.
That dog has meant so much to him, and he has petted that dog so much. So they try to take it down the hall to the other kids, and it pulls to get in his room. And if they turn it loose, it makes leaps and jumps in the bed with him. So they have become really,
yeah,
really good friends. So that is my son's handprint and the dog's paw.
Yeah, I've visited that hospital before, and I've seen the dogs in action, and I want to tell you, that's a beautiful thing to watch. I mean, it really is, to see how they relate to those patients and the patients relate to them.
Amen.
Wonderful thing. It's a wonderful,
yes,
thing.
Amen.
Anyone else? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for a Lord's Day that you've given us, this beautiful Lord's Day. Now, Lord, we ask your blessings upon us, and as we go forward today in this service, we're so thankful for an opportunity we can worship and we can still, Lord, praise your name in the midst of all the turmoil and all the problems that we have in this world. Lord, you're still on the throne, and Lord, you're still a great, awesome God, and we praise you for it. Lord, there are those among us, Lord, that need a touch and need a touch from your wonderful, strong hand. And Lord, we want to lift them up to you today. We pray for Jeff Kay as he's home and recuperating. Pray for Lori as she continues to be caregiver for him. We pray for Miss Vivian Austin and Mike. Lord, we lift them up to you as Vivian is recuperating. And Barbara Linker, Lord, for recuperating from knee replacement surgery. Larry Coley, we've heard a praise report on him already this morning, Lord, but we know there's still be times of recovery that he will need. We pray for patience there on his part and good health. Then, Lord, we praise, thank God for Kathy's praise report. We thank you, Lord, for touching her body and giving her good health. And little Bryson, Lord, as we have seen his picture this morning, and we know, Lord, that we continue to pray for him as he is now back in the hospital. But Lord, we ask, Lord, for healing for Bryson. We have prayed for your will in his life. And then for Will's cousin, who is going to be going through tests for COVID, Lord, we pray for her. And we pray, Lord, that the test will be negative. Lord, we ask now a special blessing upon our services today for all who have a part, for Kathy, who will be coming to sing. We thank you for Brenda, who provides the music each and every Sunday, for Wes, and for Michael and all the guys up there who work to make sure the support is there for us. And then, Lord, I ask a special blessing upon Pastor Ed as he comes forward today. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercy for he and Pam as they had a wonderful time at Pastor's Conference. But, Lord, it's good to have him back with us today and her, and we thank you for that. We ask you bless him today as he comes forward. And then, Lord, if there be someone here today, Lord, that needs you and needs you, and needs a touch from you. And Lord, if there's somebody here that doesn't know you as your Savior, Lord, I pray, Lord, for the day will be a day for them to accept you. Now go with us now, Lord, as we go forward today and through our conference and through all that we have accomplished today. We ask your blessings upon us. And these blessings I pray in your name. Amen. All right, our praise song today, I've changed it around a little bit, and It's all my fault that we had to change it. I had it all worked out and even got it done Wednesday and feeling real good. Everything's wonderful. And Brenda said, Leonard, are you sure about the tune of that song? And so the words were the same, but the tune was not the same. And so it was one of these choppy things. And I thought, well, no, I don't want to try to have the church learn a new praise song this morning. So we're not going to do that. So we're going to do Bless His Holy Name, page 22. Now, again, that's not going to be on the wall, because so get your books if you don't mind. I didn't give Wes enough time to change it to get it up on the wall for you. So page 22, Bless His Holy Name. And you know what? It's all right. It'll be okay. We're still going to praise His Holy Name, okay? Let's stand, please. Kathy's coming. I want to acknowledge it's good to have Stacy back this morning. Stace, I know you've recovered and seems to be, and so good to have you back with us today and feeling better. So, all right, Miss Kathy, if you would please come and bless our hearts.
Good morning, everyone. I racked my brain trying to find a song of Thanksgiving. Every song we sing, you know, to Jesus in a way is a Thanksgiving song, but I wanted one that specifically said thank you, and I tried several of them out, and this one was the one that God laid on my heart. It's a relatively new song. It's more on the contemporary side. I normally like to sing more anthems than contemporary, but with everything we're going through with COVID, people in the hospital, sickness all around us, you know, it seems like the devil's running rampant and winning, and we need to step back and be still and realize that, you know, Jesus is here, and he gives us every breath that we take, and we are more loved than we ever know. So I hope you enjoy the song. Just pray for me as I sing it. Sky is blue in here. Life's not okay.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, we get started in the message in a little while, and especially the time we get, you know, really into it, you find out that the Lord picked out all the music this morning anyway. But he doesn't in some churches. We've been looking for several weeks at some of the characteristics of the New Testament church. And one of the things that they often dealt with were angels. And that's not going to be really the theme of the message this morning. But I did want to tell you a good angel story to get started. There was this lady that was in the church that we attended in Oklahoma that was about, 4'8", 5 foot, something like that. And I'm as the saying goes, I don't know whether she weighed 90 pounds dripping wet. But she was a police lady. And in a city of 100,000 people, she had risen to be a major. So she's well thought of. One night she was out on patrol by herself, saw a car in front of her do something illegal, so she pulled the car over. And I think they have on the shoulder somewhere or another, they have a microphone, so she's called for backup. Well, nobody showed up right quick, but the guy got out of the car, and he's like 6'6 and 350 pounds. Now, later she found out that there were weapons in the car. He was a violent criminal and was wanted. But she didn't know all of that, you know, till after the arrest. But he got out. But he was very meek toward her. All the time she's saying, "I need backup, I need backup." She said his wrists were so big that the handcuffs would barely close around them. And she keeps saying, "I need backup." And finally, this guy that she's arresting says, "Isn't that guy with you back up enough?" Says, he doesn't say much, does he? Well, she's not going to turn around and look and take her eyes off of this big dude that's standing in front of her. And then he says, the guy that's being arrested says, "Where does a guy that big get uniforms to fit him?" So she says, "We have a special store for people like that." Now, the police department didn't send back up, but the Lord did. Now, we in our thoughts, we think about the angels, and we think, you know, it must be neat that they can fly from the earth to heaven. They can be visible and invisible. And usually they're pictured as pretty big guys, strong, powerful. They can minister on our behalf. And sometimes we almost feel like we're in awe of the angels. And yet, do you know that there's something that you can do that an angel does? And that is praise the Lord. Angels praise the Lord. You remember the story of Isaiah in chapter 6 of Isaiah, where he's in the Lord's house when King Uzziah died, and he sees the Lord high and lifted up and the seraphim flying around, crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Angels worshiping at the throne of God. And you and I can also worship just like an angel. In fact, we can worship even better because we've got something to worship about that they don't. Amen. You and I were sinners on our way to hell when God saved us. And we can worship because of the blood of Jesus, because of the love of God that saved us, because of the beautiful heaven that is ours instead of hell. We have a lot of reasons to worship the Lord. And worship should be our primary focus. You know, Leonard said something a moment ago about, you know, we haven't had a bulletin for a while, and you understand why. But, you know, most bulletins, Sunday morning worship service. But do we really worship? Is it about the preacher, the choir, the congregation, or the Lord? Do we really worship? How can I say this nicely? You know, sometimes, and I said a moment ago, you know, some churches, the Lord doesn't pick out music. They get together and the first song they sing is, "I'm just a poor wayfarer and stranger traveling through this world of woe. It's all about me." And then we sing, "Oh Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. All about me." And then the preacher stands up and tells the congregation what a sorry bunch of scoundrels they are. And we go home and say, "You know, I just didn't feel the Lord's presence today." Duh. We don't feel the Lord's presence. It was all about us rather than Him. True worship
is about Him. Yeah. True worship is about our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Glory. True worship is about Him, not us. Now, in worshiping Him, our need, we'll look at some scriptures in a moment about our needs are met and a lot of wonderful things happen, but it ought to be about Him. Amen. You think about it this way, and I hadn't thought about it this way till about 5:30 this morning. I'm laying there thinking, I'd like to go back to sleep, but couldn't. And the Lord reminded me, if you were selected by some group and said, we want to honor you as our man of the year, our teacher of the year, our volunteer of the year, our woman of the year. We want to honor you. You said, okay. And you show up at the big banquet where they're going to honor you. And they put you out in the hall outside of the banquet hall. And you sit there and you hear them sort of through the open door mention your name a couple times. But nobody ever invites you in. Nobody ever brings you up behind the on the platform and honors you and gives you a plaque or gives you flowers or gives you a scroll or whatever. Nobody does anything, and suddenly you realize the meeting is over and they're going home. And you're still sitting out in the hall. And so the next year they come to you and they say, we want to honor you again as man of the year, woman of the year. You're going to probably say, I don't think so. I went last year and you ignored me. Why would I want to go back? I don't know for sure, but it's just sort of in my heart that there's places that the Lord never shows up because He's never honored, never worshiped, never praised. The angels worship the Lord continually. And we have the privilege to worship Him always. You remember in the book of Psalms, 22, it says, verse 3, Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. It says, God lives in the praises of His people. Think of it this way. You know, the Father sitting on His throne and all of a sudden He hears something. And He says, what's going on? Gabriel, what's going on? He said, well, down there at Barbie's Grove or down there at this church or that church, they're praising the Lord. They're worshiping you. And the Father says, I believe I'll go take a look at that. I want to be a part of that. I want to be in that place where I'm worshiped and where I'm praised. The Lord comes and dwells in the praises of His people. And the more people learn to praise Him, the more often He shows up, the more glorious He shows up, the more powerful He shows up. Just as the angels worship the Lord, we can worship Him. And we do it in a lot of ways, just acknowledging that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords is worship. The music that we sing, if it honors Him, if it glorifies Him, if it talks about Him, and sometimes it's in the choruses, sometimes it's in straight out of the hymn book. Because those old timers knew how to worship the Lord and they did it in the music of their day. And it's still good and worshipful. But to acknowledge who He is and to worship Him with all that we have. It's in our prayers. It's in our giving. We worship in our giving. When we bring our gifts and say, Lord, I'm giving You the very best I can give. I'm giving you a tithe. I'm giving you an offering. I'm worshiping you with my gifts. You know, actually, I like it better to bring it down here and putting it in the bucket. Because that's an act of, I am coming to give to the Lord. You know, in the Old Testament, they came and they brought their sacrifice to go on the altar. They brought their sacrifice. We come and we give and we say, I am giving to the Lord. Now, true worship is giving our best. Our best. Do you remember over in the book of Haggai, where Haggai, the prophet says, you wonder why God isn't blessing you. I believe it's Haggai. It might be Malachi right now. But anyway, it's in there. It's in the Old Testament, one of those little prophets. You wonder why God isn't blessing you. And you bring those sacrifices that are blind and lame and torn. You know, the one that looked like, let's get it to the altar before he dies type sacrifice. He said, try paying your taxes with that. Now in the King James it says, try taking that to the governor. Try making that kind of gift for your taxes. He says, give the Lord your best. And it needs to start with our local church. But there are times that we just feel led of the Spirit of God that here's somebody that's hurt, here's a ministry that's reaching people for Jesus. And Lord, I just want to worship you with a gift. I want to worship you with a gift. I want to give my very best. Oh, how much he loves it when we worship him. We worship him when we use our times and our talents and our gifts. Not just our money gifts, but our physical gifts, our spiritual gifts. We worship him with our music. We worship him with our preaching, with our teaching. We worship him sometimes when we just are sharing our love that is implanted in us by the Lord with those who need to be loved. There's so many ways to worship, and it needs to be more than just Sunday. I mean, if we limit our worship to, okay, I've done it for an hour on Sunday morning, that's it for the week. No, he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords all week long. He deserves our worthy and worthy of our worship all week long. 24/7. Worship him with all that we are. We worship him, Lord, how can I serve you this week? I'm at your disposal this week. If I need to make a call, if I need to write a letter, if I need to go see somebody, if I need to give something. On the way home last night, Pamela was reading me something that was off of Facebook from a lady that was in our church up in the mountains. And she's one of those people that was faithful, but not, I'll say, a big leader in the church. But here's what she had written. Hope I get this close to correct. If you're hurting, if you've lost your job, don't let your kids go hungry. You contact me, I'll buy you some groceries. I'll cook a meal for you. And I'll never say a word, and you don't say a word, and it'll just be between us and the Lord. You just contact me privately, and I'll meet your needs. Now, she works as a teller in a bank, or she did when I was her pastor. And her husband drove a truck, I think. They're not wealthy people. But here was her way of saying, I will serve the Lord by serving any person that's hurting, that's in need, and I'll do it not to be praised and not to get some Woman of the Year award. I'm not going to talk about it, and you don't talk about it. It'll just be between us and you. Now that's worship. That's real giving and sacrificing and worship of the Lord. Worship. Now, if you get into one of the, and I have a few times, one of those churches where, you know, the Lord hadn't been there in a while, and they sing one of those woe is me songs, and you can sit there privately and say, praise you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Now, don't do it too loud. You might give somebody a heart attack. But you can worship right where you are. You don't have to depend upon what everybody else is doing. You can worship the Lord anywhere. And as the angels worship the Lord, so can we. Now, what happens when we worship the Lord? I already told you from Psalm 22. The Lord shows up. In the book of 2 Chronicles, I love this one. You choir members ought to love it too. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You remember, Israel was faced with three enemy armies. And Israel was about to be annihilated. And it says they consulted with the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And then we'll start with verse 20. They consulted, earlier they consulted with the Lord, and here's what the plan the Lord gave them. 2 Chronicles 20:20. They rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe ye in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so ye shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir that were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They got together, they sought the Lord. The Lord gave them a plan. They sent the choir out in front of the army. And as they began to sing praises to the Lord for his mercy, the three enemy armies suddenly started fighting one another. And by the time Israel got there, the three enemy armies had wiped each other out. And all Israel had to do was pick up spoil. You know, they said, well, hey, that's a good sword. There's, look like that guy had a pocket full of money. He's dead. He won't be using it. I believe I'll take it. You know, they got the victory through praise. Awesome. Awesome. You see that same thing happening in the book of Acts in chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. You know, Peter and John had gone to the temple. They had saw this man that was lame. They, in the name of Jesus, they had healed him. They didn't heal him, Jesus did, but Jesus used them. Got them in trouble, and they were threatened. And so in Acts 4, beginning at verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined beforehand to be done. Now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak the truth, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. You know, instead of running to their lawyer, they ran to their knees and cried out to the Lord in worship and praise. The place was shaken, and they preached with boldness. And he goes on to say, a great number of people came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Victory. Victory through praise. Victory through praise. Let's look at one more scripture. Revelation chapter 5. There's a lot of them we could look at that I won't do, but every one of us have loved ones in heaven. We can close our eyes and picture them. Revelation chapter 5, beginning at verse 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all of them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and upon the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Back there in verse 11, the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. When you worship, you join together with your loved ones in heaven. Now you think about it. We come together here this morning, and some of you sitting on the front pew and some of you further back. But as we sang and worshiped, we worshiped together. And this morning as we sang and as we worshiped, that innumerable host in heaven worshiped with us. And we worshiped with them. Oh, worship brings us back together as the family of God. How powerful worship is. How wonderful it is. Make the Lord Jesus Christ welcome in your home. Make him welcome in your car as you go about your business. Make him welcome in our church as we worship him. And just like the angels, we may not be able to make ourselves visible and invisible and fly from here to heaven and back, but we can worship. We can worship. And oh, as we worship, his presence fills this place. Father, as we bow before you today, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for his great love for us. I thank you for the wonderful, wonderful salvation that's ours. And Father, we do worship and praise and honor and glorify the one who's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who's our soon coming King. And Father, even as our loved ones in heaven, even at this moment, are around the throne saying glory and honor and power and majesty unto the one who is worthy, we join with them. We are united as one on earth and in heaven. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lord that was slain. Father, may we be a worshiping people. And Father, if there's one that's listening, either in the service, on the radio, or by the website, who doesn't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, they have no reason to worship. They can't worship. But Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to their hearts. And Father, I pray that they'll hear that voice that says, Jesus is the Savior. And they'll say, yes, I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And Lord, I'm reminded that sometimes when our hearts are hurting, then when they're heavy, that we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We come with heavy hearts, but we still praise you because we know you're on the throne. And somehow, Father, I think that's the sweetest praise of all. We don't feel like praising, but by an act of our will and a choice of our hearts, we bow at your feet and we say, Lord, I worship you. That's the way Isaiah was in his day, because his beloved king, Uzziah, had died. And yet he was there to worship. And so, Lord, we worship you. In the good times and in the bad, we offer to you our praise and our worship. In Jesus' name, amen.